see if you can get the vice president.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. President.
I'm getting ready to send the group to Shastri's funeral.
Oh, yes.
At midnight. And I'm torn between two points on whether I ought to ask you to go or not to go. I'd much rather you not leave this country at this time. On the other hand, I think that you might be able to soothe them a little bit and impress them a little bit. Mountbatten's going to represent the British, and I think it would be good if I couldn't go. And I've been debating right up to this moment whether I could or not. And my judgment is that I oughtn't to go, and my real judgment is you oughtn't to go, but to a funeral operation. But with the joint session coming up Wednesday night, we're having it there, and the full swing debate on the following day of Mansfield and his senators. 600 million have got to be weighed against 2 million now. I'm going to have Galbraith go.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have Cooper go.
Wonderful.
And I'm going to have Russ go.
Fine.
I could have the Chief Justice go, or I could go, or you could go. I've about concluded that the wise thing to do would be to try to play up the thing to the Indians as much as I can.
Yes, sir.
And still not go myself.
You sure you don't want to go, Mr. President?
Well, I want to go, but I just don't think it's wise. I don't think we could leave this session here like it is and just to dodge it, and I think it would attach, it might show an air of desperateness or dramatics or it's searching or something like that, and so forth. So what I think on balance, and I don't want this discussed with a human, not even your wife. I don't want her to even know you got your call. You
no,
just
sir. I'm here alone. Just one girl, that's all here. She won't know what we're talking about.
So what I think that you ought to do is pack your bag, and let me call you back in 10 or 15 minutes, and just assume that you don't know when you got your message, but I just ask you to go, and I think you better get out of whatever commitment you got out after you leave town, not before you leave town, and go with Rusk. And we'll have Rusk do some talking there, and then you and the senators can play up the funeral as much as we can, kind of as a front, and then y'all can come on back, and I may keep him wondering after you leave there, may drop him off some other place before you get back. If you think you can do that without our getting in any trouble and getting in any trouble with the press and so forth,